The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. The Center for Autism and Related Disorders advises working with a board-certified behavior analyst who has experience with autism before starting any intensive behavioral intervention. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
I ran and got the earrings, but we're muted. And I'm wearing this funky shirt, you guys. It's this beautiful shirt that's got all these ruffles, but it looks like a dish towel around my neck. It does not look good on camera. And we're so excited because we have Jay Moore today, and I was hoping to look all spiffy, and now I look like I have a dish towel around my neck. It just is what it is. That's why I had to get the earrings. Okay, So excited to be here with you guys this morning. We are going to be here live for the next hour. I am Shannon Penrod. This is Autism Live. And this hour is meant to be interactive. And already this morning, I was talking to somebody. I said, oh, I got to go. Got to get ready for big show this morning. We have Jay Moore on the show. And the friend said, explain to me again what Jay Moore's connection is to the autism community. And I love that. It cracks me up because we get into this mindset, all of us, where, you know, it's the all autism all the time. You know, I mean, we're called Autism Live. We talk about things having to do with autism, but we forget that every bit of life has to do with autism, right? And Jay Moore has several connections to the autism community, but one of the biggest one is that he is an ally to the autism community and that he cares deeply and wants to help all members of the autism community to thrive, not just survive. And he donates his time in many different ways. So I'm gonna let him talk a little bit about how he got started in the autism community, but he has been a huge, huge ally and donated so much of his time to do comedy shows to benefit autism. And we will hear that he has mentored several comedians who are on the autism spectrum and toured with them, which is a really, really cool thing. And that now he is a life coach and with all kinds of people, but has a track record of being a successful life coach with parents of individuals who are on the autism spectrum. So we'll want to talk with him about that as well. And that's all coming up a little bit later after we take care of some business here. I want to remind all of you that we will be live and interactive if you want to ask Jay a question later on. Robin Yates is also going to be with us. If you have a question for her, you can also be writing that. I always take questions too. We want to remind you there's lots of different ways to connect with us here at the show. We are live right now on YouTube, Facebook, on our homepage, autism-live.com. We are also live on Periscope and Twitter. Later on, we will be podcast as a free download on iTunes with sound and picture, or just with sound if you want to take us on a hike. We're all good with that. We will also be podcasting to Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Deezer. More of those on the way. We always say to you, like us where you like us, and follow us where you follow us, write reviews if you're gonna watch us or listen to us on iTunes. That always helps us. We are here and our mission is to provide information and inspiration. We do not spend money on marketing. That is not, you know, first of all, we're here for whoever wants to participate, and it is not our mission to be the largest, as large as a network television show, but we do want to make sure we get to the people who need us. And so we count on you to spread the word. Please invite people to watch our show. Please tell people if you like us here, let the folks on your social media know that we're here and what you like about us. And that helps them to know about us, and that spreads the word, okay? I always like to remind you at the start of every show when we have time that we have lots of experts that are here on the show with us, and I'm not one of them. My credential to be here, I am a mom, a very proud mom of an individual who was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2.5. I'm a former teacher, and I want to help all of you to get to the success that is what you're looking for. And for everyone to make the progress that they want to make, and for everyone to feel a part of something large instead of feeling absolutely apart from everyone else. I know there were times when we started out on this autism journey when, as a mom, I felt like I was on Mars by myself and that no one understood what I was going through, that no one could understand what I was going through. And just meeting other people who A, understood completely, but had also been through it and were okay, gave me the hope to know that we were gonna be okay. Because if they could do it, maybe we could do it. And I just am here to tell you that if I could do it, I know for sure that you can do it. We always say here that this show is for the great big autism community, which starts with individuals who are on the autism spectrum. They're the beating heart, the core of the autism community. But we include in that autism community absolutely everyone who loves these individuals. So that's this bigger, vaster autism community. It includes parents, teachers, caregivers, practitioners, aunts, uncles, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, right? And I know that if we are all together in the places that we should be together, which is not that it's one size fits all, and well, this is what, you know, there's many different aspects of autism, and each individual with autism needs different things, right? So we're not ever going to be like, well, you know, autism, A, B, C, D. It just doesn't work that way, right? But if we can, there are a bunch of things we do agree on about people having the right to make choices, people having the right to opportunities, to love, to work, to live, and have dignity and respect. I think we can agree on all that. So that's what we do here. You know what I always say, si se puede, we can do this, but we hold hands virtually, socially distanced, holding hands, but we hold hands. Okay, so that's my spiel. But I'm a part of that vaster autism community, but not an expert. I just care deeply and I wanna help connect you with the things that you want to be connected with. I have a responsibility to do that because I have enjoyed so much love and progress in this greater autism community. So I owe it to pay it forward. That's what we're here doing. Okay, so we like to start Thursday morning with something we fondly refer to as the jargon of the day. This is when we take on one word, one phrase, one acronym. We try to figure out what in the hey nanny nanny are the experts talking about? What does it have to do with me? Can it save me time, money, and energy? And is it really worth it learning this new term? Okay, so these last couple of weeks, we've been trying to introduce some jargon that it's a little bit more advanced because you guys have asked for it. We know that there are many universities now who are using our jargon terms. The students are using them to study, which just cracks me up. Because we started doing these so we could keep up with you. And now you're telling me that they're benefiting you. Woohoo. I mean, like, that's just makes my day. But we've got some new jargon terms. We've been talking about schedule of reinforcement. And now we're going to delve in to some of the bigger, fancier words that our folks use. We're going to go through two jargons today because we haven't been able to get through any other this week because of Barry and Sundry Zoom issues. So our first one here today is fixed ratio reinforcement. Doesn't that just make you want to beat your head against a wall? Like what, huh? It sounds like math. Anytime you bring up ratio, I'm like math and I'm running for the hills, right? So let's take a look at our actual definition, see if we can poke some fun at it, and then we'll look at the working definition, shall we? So fixed ratio reinforcement is the delivery of rewards on a consistent schedule that is determined by a ratio of responses. Thank you very much. One of my favorite things when you ask someone to define something and they just take the words and put them into a blender and go, here's the same words right back at you, but I put them in a different order. So if you don't know what a fixed ratio reinforcement is, then do you know what it is? A ratio of responses. Would that help you out immensely? I'm guessing not, me neither. So let's take a look at our working definition and see if we can't make heads nor tails of this here thing. Fixed ratio reinforcement, giving a reward after acquired number of responses. Okay, I'm getting closer, but I'm not quite there. So we talked a little bit about reinforcement is when you give someone something, and it's part of a consequence, right? So we ask somebody to do something, they engage in a behavior, and then there's a consequence, right? And if it's the behavior that we wanted, we want to give them reinforcement. We want to spur them on. We want to do something that makes it more likely for them to do that behavior again. That's the heart of ABA, right? And we talked about when you're giving consistent, constant reinforcement, it's, you know, if you say to somebody, let's take it really easy. If we're saying to someone, sit down, right? So we say to anyone, adult, child, on the spectrum, not on the spectrum, sit down. And we want them to, you know, always sit down when we say sit down. So in the beginning, we would give them that constant reinforcement. So we say sit down, and they sit down, and we go, yay, and we tickle them. And, you know, in some cases, for some kiddos, that they'll get a reinforcer that's a toy to play with for a couple of minutes, or they get a gummy or a part of a cookie, you know, because we really want them to see, hey, it's worth your while to do what I ask you to do, right? But you can't do that every time, right? So in the beginning, we would, just the first couple of times, so they go, oh, wow, every time they say sit down and I sit down, I get something. Okay, I guess I'm going to listen from now on. But eventually, we don't want to reinforce every single time. So we're going to make choices about when we reinforce. So one choice is a fixed ratio. So we're going to pick, you know, we're going to say we're going to do 10 trials of sit down. And in the beginning, maybe we're going to reinforce after every 3 trials. So I would say sit down, and the child sits down, and I'm still going to, you know, say good job. I'm going to give feedback, but I'm not going to give a reinforcer. And praise is a little bit of a reinforcer, but I'm not going to bring out the big guns, right? And then we do something else, and I say sit down, and they do it. But on the third time, big reinforcer. So you'll see this sometimes with a token economy, right? That, you know, and kids learn too, that, you know, they say to the kiddo, sit down, and a little check mark goes, or a little sticker goes on the thing for them, but they know I get 3 stickers and it's na-na-na-na-na, right? So that's a fixed ratio reinforcer. And we do this all the time in ABA. And just keep in mind, you guys, that it's on the way to, you're constantly going to be moving the goalposts. I can speak. Sorry. But, you know, so maybe in the beginning, in the very beginning, it's constant. Then we move to a fixed ratio, 1 to 3, then it's 1 to 10. And then later on, you know, we're not going to reinforce this very specific thing. We're going to move on to reinforcing other things. Okay. So fixed ratio reinforcement, it's a really good thing. Now you know. And it's abbreviated I think it's an FRR. I think so. Anyway, moving on, we always have a question of the day. Are we going to do the other jargon right now? Are you going to put the other jargon up? Because we're going to do 2 jargons, which whatever you put up, Traven, I will go with what you go with. Let's wait and see what he puts up. I may have lost Traven entirely. Did we lose the feed on it, Traven?
No, it's gonna.
Okay, he's bringing it up. So because we were supposed to do fixed ratio, and then we were going to do fixed interval on a different day, but we were going to do both. But I don't know whether he's going to put up the question or the other jargon first. But think about it, you guys, when you're doing reinforcement, it's the thing that you guys worry about the most in the beginning. You always say to me, yeah, but why do I have to reinforce him for it? He should just want to do it for himself. But none of us work that way. None of us just go to work to go to work. We need a paycheck. Some people work in nonprofit and they don't actually get paid, but they get paid in praise and in the reward of doing something good. There's a paycheck always. Okay, so we said fixed ratio. Now let's talk fixed interval, because this is, there's like 4 main ones. And so this time we're doing the fixed ratio, fixed interval. So let's take a look at what our actual definition for fixed interval is. Wow, is that different than ratio? Providing reward consistently based on a regular interval of time. And go ahead and let's go on to the working definition, because it's not that hard now that we know what the other one is. A reinforcer is given after a specific amount of time has passed. So for some things, it's easier to give a ratio because we have specific trials, right? We ask you to do something, you do it, right? And I can say, I'm gonna give him a reinforcer after every 4 times that he gets it right. But sometimes, like in a classroom, it's a little bit easier to do it over an interval. So for instance, let's say that we've got a kiddo and we know that this kiddo has a hard time staying focused, right? But we will start with a baseline and we are monitoring to see if the child is paying attention. We need to give them a reinforcer for paying attention. And in the beginning, maybe they can only pay attention for a minute. So every minute, we're gonna go back and go, good job paying attention, and give them a sticker, give them praise, give them, you know, whatever it is that we've determined is the actual reinforcer, right? But over time, we're gonna make that longer so that eventually we're gonna get to the point where every 40 minutes, we give a reinforcer to the child for having paid attention. So you can see, like, it's, when you get mindful about your schedule of reinforcement, like, when am I giving reinforcement? Because the whole point of it is that you're doing it in a way that it keeps the behavior going. And if, different things in different circumstances will require, and different children and different individuals will require something different. But a fixed interval has to do with time. How much time has passed before we give the reinforcer? The ratio is a number of trials, a number of responses, like how often did we get the right response? Okay, so there we go. Now you know what fixed interval and fixed ratio reinforcement are. Don't you feel like you could go to college now and get a degree in this? All right, moving on. We always have a question of the day, and I'm hurrying because I want to get to Jay Moore. What makes you laugh? Why would I bring that up on a day that Jay Moore is here? I think that a sense of humor is essential. I think that our ability to laugh about things is, I think it's a measure of how mentally well we're doing. Listen, there's been a lot in the last couple of months that's been so hard for so many people, and no two stories are alike, right? But I know a lot of you are dealing with loss. Everybody I know is dealing with loss of some kind, whether it's COVID related or not. You guys know that one of my best friends passed and it wasn't COVID related, right? But because of COVID, we didn't get to, grieve and be the way that we were. And I said to somebody at some point, usually when you're with loved ones and somebody passes, there's a moment, people are crying, and then somebody brings something up and you all laugh. And you laugh about something that happened. And it's just been harder even to grieve in this COVID madness. And I think it's all the more important for us to get together and laugh on a regular basis. And I had a wonderful opportunity last weekend to be on the phone with a friend, a mutual friend of Joanne. And we started telling Joanne stories and laughing. And it has been one of the most healing things since she passed. What makes you laugh? What makes you absolutely have the giggles? And sometimes when you're stressed, it will be weird stuff that won't be the stuff that makes you laugh normally. Somebody shared a video the other day, and normally I would be like not into this at all, but it showed babies being shown a Jack in the Box for the first time. And the Jack in the Box would pop up and the babies were just, they would just scream in terror. Normally I wouldn't find this even remotely funny. And I don't know why, it just reduced me to a puddle. And that scares me, but it was a lot like those videos where they show a cat, a cucumber, and the cat jumps across the room. And on certain days you're like, well, I don't know. That's a little like hard on the cat. Right. But other days it just gives you the giggles. I can't explain it. Maybe Jay Moore can explain it to us, but in any case, what makes you laugh? Have you had a laugh lately? Because hopefully in the rest of this hour, we will treat you to laughs. Gotta laugh. Oh my gosh, if you can't laugh, it's like, what's the point, right? So tell us what makes you laugh right into us right now. Okay, we always have a topic, and our topic this week, which, it's the end of the week, but I think we'll probably extend this to next week, Traven. But we always like to talk on the show about what's your why? What's the whole reason that you're doing whatever it is that you're doing? And if you haven't checked in lately about what is your why are you doing the things you do, please take the opportunity this weekend to check in. Because when you know what your why is, it's easier to do the hard stuff. And when you know what your why is, you're focused and moving in the right direction. If somebody says to you, what's your why? Or they're like, okay, you're doing this thing. What's the why on that? And if you can't label it, it's time to stop for a second and go, wait a second, what am I doing and why am I doing it? Oh, right. Right. Last weekend, I painted Jem's bedroom and I've been saying I was going to do it for 2 years and I just like couldn't make myself do it. There were these beautiful Winnie the Pooh murals that we moved in and they were there. I just couldn't make myself do it. And it's hard physically for me. It's hard, you know, I got a low smell paint, but it's still hard for me. But it was hard emotionally to paint over the Winnie Pooh. It was, you know, very symbolic and it's beautiful. I didn't want to paint over it. But I got straight on my why. My kid is 17. He's a high school senior. He deserves a bedroom that's his space, right? And that he deserves it. I got very clear and man, that room got painted. And when it was really hard physically, I was like, yeah, this is going to be done. And I'm going to get it done. And then I won't have to worry about it anymore. I'm getting this, I'm getting the poo off the walls and off my back, right? What's your why? It makes it easier. When you know why you're doing something, it's like, oh, that's why I'm doing it. Yes. No, let me get it done. Step out of my way. I'll take care of it. Right. So what's your why? We'll talk about this next week too. Okay. I don't want to waste any more time because on the show today, we have the amazing Jay Moore. And we are also being joined again by a friend of his and a wonderful autism advocate. There's Robin Yates Martinez.
Hi.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You have just a flair and a style that is always lovely.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you here with us. And you are bringing back your good friend to be with us, Jay Moore. I believe that he is there. And Jay, if you want to start your camera, you can, or you could just talk to us. But I see that there he is. Well, look at this handsome man.
That's me. Oh, go on.
Hey, Jay, I hear through the grapevine that you just had a birthday.
I just turned 50 Sunday. I turned 50 years old. And
yeah, well, you don't look a day over 35. Look at that gun. That's pretty impressive. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And thank you so much for joining us again. We have a lot to talk about. But I was saying before that even this morning before, when I said to somebody, I got to get off the phone, I got a show and we got Jay Moore on the show today. I got to go get ready for it. And they said, remind me again, what is his connection to autism? And I was like, there's so many different connections. But one of them, I think the first one, correct me if I'm wrong, is the two of you becoming friends. Is that the first connection that you had to autism?
I believe so. Yeah, Robin and I became friends. I've met her two beautiful boys. And I've been aware of it. You know, I don't have, my personal connection is through people that I love. That have become these daily warriors, storming the castle every single day, and it's just when your friends have struggled, you want to make that right. You want to do what you can to protect them. And I don't have a time machine. I can't go back in time and make Robin safe from the time she was a little kid until now. I wish I could. So in the meantime, I can just do what I can and help people that I love, like you.
Well, that has been amazing. And you have been so helpful. And for people who don't know and haven't been with us before, Robin has been a regular on the show. She's somebody that I just admire so much in the world. She's an amazing warrior and an incredible individual who has been working in the field of autism for many years and is a mom and is a mover and a shaker in a community. We feature Fullerton Cares on the show all the time. You do a lot of different things, Robin. Take just a second to talk about whatever you want to talk about that you do, because you do a lot.
I think the most relevant thing I'm doing right now, as far as our viewers are concerned, is I think all parents, but particularly parents of children on the spectrum, are really struggling with distance learning right now. And so I am seeing it from every perspective. I'm providing behavioral and educational support as a specialist for a school district. So I am trying to help teachers make content for their Google Classrooms, and I'm trying to increase our kids' ability to attend to instruction in this new way, and everybody's learning at the same time. And so it gets really stressful when technology starts failing. People tend to panic. And so I have really upped my coping skill game as far as with my own and with teaching the parents that I work with and the students that I work with to just breathe and to just cut yourself a break, show others grace, cut everyone a break, just breathe, we'll get through it. And so that is what I'm doing now. My district started school this week. And so it's been a challenge, but I'm proud of my colleagues. I'm proud of the teachers I work with and the students that I work with. It does seem like everyone is trying their best. And for me, that's always powerful.
Yeah. It's a crazy world we live in right now, Jay. I'm sure as a stand-up comic and a person who's looking at the world, we have to say you have a special that's out right now and that people can watch. It's Jay Mohr, American Treasure, which you are, which you very definitely are. And I did not know that it was out. And I got to tell you that Robin joined us a couple of weeks ago on the show, and she was like, Shannon, because I asked, you know, how are you doing? And she was like, Shannon, have you not seen his new special? And I was like, what? Because I've been under a rock, let's admit it. Been busy with the COVID wheels. It's available in a lot of different places. We were able to rent it on Apple TV and watched it. And Robin had said, you got to watch it. It's hysterical. She knows that I love your humor. And I think we rented it for $4.99. And when I think about what we would have paid to have gone out to see you, and my husband and I sat on the couch with the air conditioner going with fans on us and laughed our tuchuses off, which we needed, Jay. People need a laugh right now. But it's available in places.
If you laugh your tuchus off, that's how you have that Shaney Punim. You know, with this method, there's no mishigas, there's no chazarai with the jokes or the laughs. Let me tell you something. I'm as proud of American Treasure as I am of anything, any acting role, anything. I can say they filmed me. There's no way to say this. You know my heart, so you know who I am. So know that I'm saying something that sounds audacious and gross. This guy filmed me for 1 hour when there was no potential in my body. It was just a rocket that took off. It was just insane. It's one of the best. It's the best. I feel like it's the best I've been, and I feel incredibly odd that somebody actually filmed that with six different cameras in front
of me.
That's
amazing.
I mean, that's really how I feel about it. And I think it was my second special I filmed that summer. I filmed them both last summer. One of them got bought so far, the other one not yet. And I just loved it. And it was only about 80 people in the audience, because then you can't really do a show. You have to communicate. You guys said something about distance learning. And I was curious, when you're distance learning, Robin and Shannon, I got to think it gets like pretty claustrophobic for any kid. Does it help if you're able to bring, like if I came to your house, Robin, every other week on say Tuesday for a half hour, I threw a deck of cards in the air and we ran around and we picked up all the red ones. Is that like, what's needed? That to me seems like a break. It could also be detrimental because it breaks the routine that's already established. So what can be done to make distance learning better? What's a solution, a tiny solution?
So I think you hit the nail on the head, right? And at this point, especially if we're thinking about, I'm really concentrated on our special needs population, particularly learners that have more moderate to severe challenges. And so,
Robin, let me interrupt you.
You know,
I need you to take the Gene Simmons doll and just push it out of frame for me.
Why? Is it freaking you out?
Because Because, you know, if I'm going to have Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley, fine.
And Ace Frehley on the other side.
I didn't really.
I could sit in front of Ace.
I thought it was some crazy wallpaper that she had.
Oh, this is my bedroom.
She's. I'm pretty sure Peter Chris lives in her basement.
He's over here.
Yeah, Dean Simmons is just, you know, there's an old joke. What's the difference? You remember Elvis Presley's manager, Colonel Parker? He was terrible businessman. Don't do A Star Is Born. Sell these handkerchiefs with your name on them. What's the difference between Colonel Parker and Gene Simmons? Colonel Parker stops screwing you when you die.
Oh, no.
That's a great point. Right.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Kiss is one of the all-time best bands, and you know them more from their stupid pinball machines than, you know, Shock Me or Christine or Love Gun. Come on. All right, let's go back to what you're saying. So this Robin Yates, darling, tell us what you can about distance learning. There seems to be controversy, keeping attention, keeping them focused, having routine, but what's that little bit of light solution-wise? Help us, darling, we're all geezers.
I think you hit the nail on the head that the way you can help is by providing some kind of respite to either the parents by doing something like hanging out with their kids for a little bit. If you felt comfortable doing something like that. One thing I'm doing is I do a Zoom class that's fun. So it's distance learning, but it's rock and roll themed. And we basically dance and learn about rock history. And so I have a lot of parents tell me that their kids, even if they don't do all of the dances or whatever, will oftentimes sit and at least just watch that and really love it. And so that's their little break that they can take to just breathe and collect themselves. And it's a way to make the distance learning platform more reinforcing. So even if you're not able for whatever reason to leave your house and go hang out with your friend's kid that's struggling or something like that, a Zoom meeting either with mom, who's probably desperate to talk to adults. I mean, I was grateful to have something to put makeup on for today because I'm just in the house all the time.
But I can't break up your, I don't know what your school day is in your home. I can't break up your homeschooling schedule. So I can't just show up with lasagna as a respite, you know?
Please show up with lasagna to my house. We will disrupt whatever.
I could just come and like play for your boy. Just sit with Arlen. Just play like my favorite bass lines. And like, we'll just.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody needs a break in the routine. Everyone.
Everybody just needs fun.
International Dog Day. Does he always have his tongue out to the side?
Lady party. What's up?
Lady party. Hello.
Is that a preset, the tongue always to the side?
She had her teeth taken out, so there's nothing to hold it in.
Oh, baby. She's a senior dog, right? She's getting up there.
She's the best. Just the love of my life. I don't need no man. No way. All right. So the best way somebody you know, Robin, can help alleviate the stress. I got to phrase this question better, and I apologize. How can moms and dads who are educating at home and online their autistic children give, what is something they can do that gives them that respite?
I mean, I would say rent your special. And I'm not just saying that because
that. Hey, you know what? What do I care? Because you're right. You guys rent my special American Treasure, jmoore.com.
It's a break.
On iTunes, Amazon Prime. It's on Shannon's has it on her old reel-to-reel, and her husband's got a ham radio in the basement. And he tries to get my voice just right. jmoore.com, easiest way. That's an hour. So yeah, maybe I'm trying to let the parents know that it's okay that they do that too, because we feel
exactly. Yes. Yeah, don't feel like you have to be superhuman. Definitely give yourself that break. And I think it's really important. You know, we're always talking about antecedent manipulation, that things we can do to prevent our children from engaging in behaviors before they happen. We need to do that for ourselves.
Changing what before it happens?
So making changes to a child's environment or the demands we're placing on them so that we can minimize the occurrence of any problem behaviors. And I think we need to remember to do that for ourselves. So if I'm getting a bit stressed out, it's okay for me to take that extra break and, you know, watch something on YouTube or listen to one of my podcasts or do something that's going to take my mind off things that might be stressing me out.
So I gotta say, Jay, I think you're already doing things that are that have the potential to help us, like the special. But I also
I don't like the word potential. It's a dirty word in show business.
Well, okay, but here's the thing, because I want more people to participate in it. That's where the potential is. I understand that you do some pretty impressive life coaching and that you have some clients that are families on the spectrum. And I think that for we can't give away what we don't have. And when we're saying to the kiddos, you know, we want you to do this distance learning and we want you to stay calm, if we're not coming from a place where we understand what we're doing and why we're doing it and are right with ourselves, it's much harder to do that. So I just want to put it out there that you already have a service that's available to people if they want to be using this time in COVID to be helping their kids, helping themselves move forward instead of stay stuck. You have an outlet for that.
You're very nice. Thank you. I do, and I can help. I will help whomever. I haven't helped somebody yet. Fingers crossed, I guess. CoachJJ37@gmail.com is how you can reach out to me directly for life coaching. It's not free. I'll send you a non-disclosure agreement for your privacy, for your protection. Trust is earned. I'll earn it. I'm not in a hurry. I do it via email the most because the words are chosen very carefully before you hit send. And it's funny because I was just in my apartment for so long, and I was just taking all these like life coaching notes that I got transcribed for myself. People carrying guilt are actually kind of passive narcissists. Nice theory there. How to get rid of worry. Just some things. I had a big revelation the other day. I was paddleboarding and I was thinking about like an ex-wife, another ex-wife, a couple old friends. And I think in my life, there's a few times I went, let's see how they do without me. And you know what? Everyone does really fine without you. Everyone just keeps humming along without you. There's no one on earth going, I can't believe we let that guy out of our lives. We're 70 and destitute.
I would argue on the other side of things, though, that just like It's a Wonderful Life, if I were to add up all of the ways that you personally, Jay, have just touched my life and enriched my life, and let's multiply that to the times the billions of people whose lives you have touched, if you weren't here, it would leave a ginormous hole.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here.
Okay.
Did I say something that made you guys get like freaked out? Like I'm not.
No.
But I mean, just the idea that of saying that the world doesn't continue without you. I think that you.
No. I mean, in relationships, like you know what? I'm gonna get a divorce. Let's see how she does without me. Guess what? Maybe she's got a new guy, new job, new house, and she just doesn't think about you at all. She's doing fine. You know, like, I'm not even going to talk to those girls anymore. Let's see how they do without me. You know what? Hey, sweetheart, they're doing fine without you. Like, it's amazing when we remove ourselves from something stressful, the things going back to the online learning. It's such a stressful thing. We just want to short circuit and remove ourselves. It's going to go on without you. You can either get behind. So, Robin, this is what I did as a life coach. I made a list of how to be sure you're the best educator you can be. One, minimize variables is what you're saying, like breaks in the routine, disruptions. You want to make sure like the guy that comes in to water the one plant in the corner because it's sick and it's got brown leaves or something. He comes in on Tuesdays at 10. He can't come in Tuesdays at 10. We're doing this now. Minimize variables. Number two, know your triggers. Know what makes you have a different frequency where you're not immediately, you can identify it and stop pushing that onto your child, I guess. Three, you need recess, you need PE every single school day with your kid. That's my little three list thing for, I made up just now for maybe moms or dads of.
I think we need to make a meme.
kids.
Right. Say, well, you hit the nail on the head, really.
My son, I barely get out of public school in New Jersey. He's going to have to stand in line to become a hair sweeper at a barbershop. I mean, he'll be an idiot. Trust me. I can do one thing exceptionally well, separate people from concern. That was my job as a kid, and that's what I've turned into my revenue. But I tried to give myself a mohawk during quarantine, and I didn't do it right. I looked like Friar Tuck, a mohawk.
I loved it.
Well, thank you. I had to shave it all. You need hair in the front also to have the mohawk. Now I'm supposed to be, now I'm assistant principal of like my son's school. Really? I couldn't do a mohawk. It's a line. I messed up a line. That's geometry and geography right there. I'm failing the guy. So I cut hair on the side now and I'm assistant principal. I like it. And I have.
So your boys are going distance learning then, Jay?
Yeah, I sent them to Japan and we, that's real distance learning though. And we just shout over the ocean. Yeah, I mean, they have to. I don't know what the alternative is. I mean, I do know a couple. I tried to get my 9-year-old into a micro school. Then maybe having a, you know, it doesn't have to be a teacher with the, like a $65, $75 hourly rate. Like there's, look, it's we the people. Let me tell everybody something for real here. Don't normalize this. There's no rank and file. The rank and file has bent us all over coffee tables at this point. If you can get a college student that'll tutor your kid for a couple bucks an hour in your home with the curriculum you're getting, I'll go to court with you if anybody's got a problem with that. We have been failed so impossibly, so egregiously, systematically, and this is not a political thing at all, it's a fact. We have been failed completely. We the people, the NBA canceled the season on a Wednesday, 6 p.m. I sat down, I knew when it happened that this was serious. The people saved the people. The people are the ones that are social distancing and saying, hey, let's not go meet in air, it's kind of weird. Some of the people are sitting in restaurants because they get unlimited breadsticks because, you know, they can't help themselves. Blech. Anyway, do what you have to do to educate your child. There's people, there are high school kids that'll go from high school right to your house with wearing a mask, leaving their shoes at the door, washing their hands, that'll tutor your kid on whatever third, fourth, fifth grade topic. You know, they'll do it because you look, because you wear tight blouses, literally. They'll just come by and keep doing it. So just don't normalize this. And don't you dare anybody out there think this is the way we're all supposed to do it. It ain't. It's not.
I gotta ask this, Jay, because you know we've been talking about this at home. That so
you everything. What I say? You. Oh, sorry, I fired myself up.
But there's such a need for comedy right now, and there's such a need to make fun of the craziness that is our reality, and yet a lot of comics are locked down, like their schedules are canceled. There's no.
Locked down.
I just feel like somebody needs to find a way to do stand up from their living rooms. I feel like you probably have an hour that you could do just on social distancing, and we would line up to see it. Is your mind working this way at all, or are you taking some time?
I mean, that's how my mind goes all the time. You got to keep in mind, I was 16 years old, and I was 17 years old. And I was driving to bars in North Jersey asking them if they want to have comedy night run by me, 129-pound 17-year-old wrestler. Anyway, everybody can do shows on their computer right now. We're feeling that out. I've done about 6 Zoom shows. I've done a bunch of podcasts. I did a live show in North Hollywood a couple Saturday nights ago, and it's a memory I'll never forget. It's already nostalgic. It was one of those car parks, like in a Tarantino movie in the Valley, where like you park actually right under where you sleep. Like those like crappy, there's like little crummy poles barely holding up that apartment. You're like 8 cars go under there, 8 under that side. And that's where the show was. Each couple had a parking spot. 2 people per parking spot, and there was spaced also. They'd skip a couple parking spots. The stage in the back of a pickup truck, Everyone's wearing masks, Shannon. You don't know if they're having a good time by looking at them.
It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, how did I miss that show?
I don't, it was quick. It came together quickly. And I'm gonna tell you something, it was like I was at Woodstock. That's how I felt. I felt like The Who performing with an attitude because Hendrix thought he could follow us, and he did, but it was the best. I mean, there was no money. I don't know how those people got in. They didn't pay anything to get in. Everybody, I don't know where you get the folding chairs. I don't know how you got all his neighbors. They're not parking the carport that day, but it was great. We need comedy. You can get my special. If you can figure out a way to get it for free, get it for free. I don't really care. I'm not in this for the money. I've done that already, and I've given that all that money to someone else because we broke up. It's totally fair. I'm not bitter. Oh my God. Here's the thing about COVID I've learned. My neighbors are pretty dumb. They think they can save their lives by walking in the middle of Sepulveda Boulevard. Like, what am I, like, patient zero? I'm wearing a mask and I'm walking. You see me coming and you just walk out into traffic. Your whole life you're told not to play in the street. Now people are walking down the yellow line of, you know, La Cienega. They're like, I don't want to get sick, man. Stay away from me. That's all I got so far, really, up the top of my head.
I'm glad you brought up what it's like to perform to a masked audience, because I'm really missing comedy. I wish I would have known about this show, because this amount of time in COVID marks the longest I've gone without seeing you do live stand-up since 2013.
We've already agreed I will come to your home and do comedy for you and Paul. What am I supposed to do?
And he has done this for me. Drive around
Orange County hollering your name until your living room falls on top of my car.
I think that would be amazing. But I'm glad you hung.
Look at that. Shannon, come on.
It's pretty impressive.
Get with it. Come on.
It's pretty impressive.
No, but I'm glad you brought up performing to like a...
You know, it's not impressive. I'm 50 years old and I'm flexing my biceps on a TV show online.
That's hot.
Yeah, really, is it? I mean, you know, maybe if I'm
It really is.
Flex your arms on that TV show, then yeah.
Flex them all day long. It's always appropriate.
Where do you see my glutes? Check these out. No.
I would say.
Triggers. Minimize variables. Know your triggers. You must have recess and PE every day also.
Yes, physical thing. But right. how about adding in there must be fun and laughter?
Look, I'm not an educator, sweetheart. Don't push your politics on me.
But if my point is, people say, well, we got to have a life. You can have fun and laughter in different circumstances in different ways. At like people can rent your special and people can find a way to, but if we're not laughing, what in the heck are we doing?
Did you say we have to have a life? Is that what you said?
We have to have a life. People keep arguing that. Well, I have to have a life.
You're right. You know I'm with you all the time. Don't defend anything. I'm with you. You're right. To everybody out there feeling like we have to have a life, guess what? This is it.
Exactly.
This is it. The law of the universe is you adapt or you go away. If you don't grow wings, you die. If you don't get rid of your wings, you die. If your tadpole doesn't become a frog, he gets eaten eventually by a fish. Big fish eat the little ones. I take a fish this big, I put on a hook, I throw it in the ocean, I catch a perch this big, or I catch a barracuda this big. A calico bass goes to eat my barracuda. I have two of them now on the same lure. I was wearing a GoPro, I filmed it. And then me and my buddy Carl at the same time, we looked up at the sky like, who's gonna pull us out? It's predator prey out there. This is your new reality. You have
exactly to adapt
and you have to evolve or you will go away.
And for people who are like, I have to go or do this or else I can't be living, I'm saying to them, I agree with you completely. And if we're not having fun and laughing at the thing that we're doing right now, I don't know what the point is. But you brought up the wings thing. I have to tell you, I was thinking about what's my favorite part of your special. And it's hard for me because I love when you talk about relationships and how women think about men. I have material for you, Jay.
I want to hear it. I like it. Yeah.
But I also, I have to say, it's like choosing a favorite child. I love when you talk about being on sets with other people. I love when you talk about Christopher Walken and being on set with Clint Eastwood. But I'm dying to know, you ask Christopher Walken a question, and I'm dying to know what your answer would be. If you could fly or have a tail, Jay Moore, which one would you choose?
That might be one of the best setups for that ever. Well done. I'm not kidding. I go to radio stations all over the world and they go, so tell us the walk-in thing story, the tale. I'm like, well, you just said, you know, the punchline. You set it up so, like we're talking. It's nice. So Christopher Walken, I'll make this very quick. I asked him once, what would you rather be able to do? Would you rather have a tail or be able to fly? Because I just said something stupid, idiotic to him. And he goes, a tail, of course. Well, first he goes, I'm so glad you asked me that. A tail, of course. You can always get on an airplane with your tail. So I would rather be able to fly because I'm a perv and I know there's sunbathing topless somewhere and I'm going to figure it out. You want me to be honest? What do the kids say? Keep that real? This is keeping it real. No, I'll keep it real. I'm in. I'm a fly around neighborhood. Me. Uh-oh. Okay, she's never been underwater. All right now. I'd want to fly. That'd be cool.
Okay. All right.
How about you? Now, who's going to pick tail?
I would pick tail.
Yeah, I knew it. You would?
Yeah.
Rabbit tail. What kind of
tail? We've decided on tail. Paul and I go back and forth about this, but we've decided tail.
You'd have a bunny rabbit tail, right?
Absolutely.
Paul would have like a brontosaurus tail, like crap, whip it.
Yes.
Shannon, what kind of, this is great.
Doing demolition.
I'm going to join it now. Shannon, what kind of tail would you have?
I would have a big, long, thin tail that could like open doors, do things. Absolutely. I've spent a great deal of time thinking.
Like a cartoon chimpanzee sidekick.
Yes.
You could pick locks.
Yes.
Check this out. Beaver. Big flat. I'm going beaver. How about my house? I'm going to have the Mitch Hedberg joke about beavers. He goes, I love their houses. Mitch Hedberg's joke is, I love their houses. No, not beachfront. Beach on. No, not lakefront. Lake on. I just want that big flapping tail. Make a run.
Do a lot of damage.
This is the best conversation I've ever had. My cheeks hurt from smiling because we actually chose our tails.
That's impressive.
Thank you, Robin, for accommodating my OCD by having Ace Frehley in.
It's okay, but you know, I won't say anything negative about Kiss Gene Simmons publicly. So I know a whole different side of him. And you know, his birthday is just 2 days after yours.
Gene Simmons has been wonderful to you.
Oh, you have no idea. Yeah.
That's why I just said it out loud on a television show.
Well, yeah. I can't say enough good things about him. So not everybody lives up to their public.
I don't think there's an audience for that though. So you don't have to worry.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know, there's no like Gene Simmons chat rooms and or like clubs. He really gets kicked at a lot. So maybe you can start the like, he's been really good to me club. You know what? Kill all that noise. I wrote down your three steps to to homeschooling. Can you read it?
Yes.
Minimize variables. Something else it says.
Know your triggers.
And then you gotta have PE and recess. But this is the thing. Daily. Gotta be daily. You want to change your life, you have to do something different every day of your life.
Can you mail me that? You know, I have a set list collection. I have the set list from Jay's special, his most current special.
Life coaching index card for
share your why. Yeah.
For my wrestling coaching. I heard it in somebody else's coaching podcast and site. About CEOs, you have to explain your why. The people that work for you, do they know why you do it? Why is this your passion?
I don't know if you probably didn't hear, every day, every week, we have a topic of the week, and our topic this week is know your why. That's exactly what it is. I mean, like, we just showed
this. Intuitive.
It goes full circle, because I was saying earlier on the show that if you don't know what your why is, and if you can't articulate it.
All the index cards.
It's a magic trick. You picked the topic.
Yes, and picked one.
That's
great.
Are
you freaking kidding me?
Watch the tape back. We had the slide that said, know your why.
And notice that I am in no way surprised that he nailed this out of nowhere, because yeah, that's JJ.
That's our topic this week.
Why am I here doing this? My why is I can't fathom what a struggle and how angry making and how sad and afraid it must make people to have to do what my friend Robin does her entire life. So it made me realize what I can conceive of as compassion is not it's not the volcano, it's the atoll, it's the top of the volcano, that's the island you see in the water. There's so much I don't know about people's struggles. So anytime I can become more aware of that, it helps me to become more compassionate. And being an addict, I have to try to be of service every day, or am I thinking it's a little haywire? So the fact that it's share your why, know your why.
Know your why. Yours is share, ours is no. Yeah, well, I think because it makes sense. Makes sense.
You know why mine is share? Because if you know who am I, the why is its own answer. And what do I do is its own answer. Yeah. Who are you?
I love it.
Shannon, what's your bag?
So my why, and I was saying this before, is that I have to pay forward what I got, because I was alone someplace thinking that I was on Mars, and the universe conspired to show me what I could do to help my child, and I didn't think I could do it. And people helped me to get through it, and I have to show other people that they are not alone. And that there are many paths, there's not just one path, but that there's help and there's hope. So our show, our mission is to provide information and inspiration. And so that people can not, and I was saying that this is something that you teach, Jay, earlier I said this, about how to thrive, not just survive.
I'm gonna show you how you're thriving and not just surviving, and I have proof right now. You said the universe, universe conspired to show you the ways that you could be of service for your child. The universe has never conspired at all. The universe is a golf course. When you go play golf, the holes don't move. There's no counterattack. You don't go, oh my God, this grass. You're always mad at yourself. The course is just the course. Don't hit it off the back of the tee. You won't be as frustrated. Choose a different club, but you got to keep getting at it. The universe didn't conspire to help you whatsoever. You needed to know what you needed to know. You handed your wanting to control things over to God, the universe, your higher power, the great electron in the sky, and you figured it out. The universe, I promise you, Shannon, is completely indifferent to your life going well or unwell. It's just the universe. You did that. So you are as powerful as you think the universe helped you become, but you're actually 10 times more powerful than that. You're an exceptional woman on your own with no diorama to look at, no blueprint, with no history of this is how this gets done because my mom taught me when she was raising me as someone on the spectrum. You didn't know what to do and you figured it out on your own. So you're no longer allowed to say the universe figured it out publicly, because that's not going to help as many women or men as then I just sat down and I had to figure out how am I going, because I am going to help my son or my daughter. And that's what I did. And then I stood up when I was done. That's what will empower people.
That is so sweet. I kind of, gave the short version, because what actually happened, Jay, is that in the middle of the night, I was on my knees praying to my higher power and saying, please don't let me mess this up. Please show me what to do and be clear about it. And I was having to work a job, I don't know. I think that I used to do a little bit of stand up, not a lot, but my master's degree is in theater, and I didn't have a way to keep food on the table. So I was working as a designer for a closet company. That's how I was helping to put food on the table. and prayed to God and said, please show me. And if ABA is the thing for my kid to do, show me a kid with ABA that's okay and that it's all right so that I can see that it's going to be okay. And the very, I mean, not even 12 hours later, I got sent to a home for the closet company, comes up on my beeper, the address, and I go to their house, and it is a family with a child with autism who's now speaking, and they introduced me to the company that we ultimately got ABA from that I now work for. It was not a coincidence. I said to God, show it to me. And I, when I pray to my higher power, I always say, you know, help me to see it. You know, sometimes I'm oblivious, make it clear, because sometimes I don't get it. And, you know, I have had the experience of saying, you know, I need help with something, walking into a bookstore and having a book fall on my head, literally.
I've never not had that answered. When
exactly.
I have emptied myself of any iota of ego and just, I'm lost. I need your help. I have never not had that happen to me. Like you're just
same saying. For me. And when I say make it clear, it's like, boom.
I think that's when all the good things happen to us, when we're still, you know, that's when all spiritual enlightenments and things like that happen, when we, you know. I'm trying to write Robin's address on an envelope as I speak with you, and that's not a very good way for me to.
You're a busy man.
I want to tell you this, Shannon.
Yes.
I'm so lucky I get to come on the show, and I know you're going to say that you feel so lucky and great. But, and you know what? Yeah, you are. Sure. Great. But I need you to know it's 50-50 now. It's, you know, I learn more every time I'm on with you guys, and I'm very grateful to have a platform to just simply say, I can't imagine. And if I can learn anything to help, please teach it to me. And it's a place where I actually keep making the depth of my compassion. You and Robin and friends like yours, you make my compassion deeper. So I'm always going to show up.
Well, it's a privilege to have you here and to have you in our lives. I know Robin will say the same thing. We didn't really even talk about the fact that you also are someone who over the years now has been mentoring young comics on the autism spectrum, having them open for you. You're a mensch. Don't let anybody fool you.
That's my friend. You know, that's my friend. So I don't consider it mentoring. It's just him being.
Shout out to Keith Razor.
Keith, my man. Keith being on the spectrum is like the least interesting thing about him to me.
Which is what makes you a mensch.
Yes.
Honestly. You know?
I accept. It just societally makes me go, I don't know, you know, how else anybody behaves. But Keith's great. And Keith, the joke that did it was, when I was a kid, everybody's making paper airplanes. I was making paper airports. That's the joke that froze me. I was walking in the improv and I felt like somebody threw something and hit me in the back. I was like, oh my gosh, what a joke. Keith, I love you, brother.
Yes, he's amazing. He's been on the show too. Hey, we're out of time, but I want to get to a couple of different things. And I love that one of our viewers posted for us on Facebook that Jay Mohr, American Treasure, is out now on Apple TV, Amazon Prime Video, Dish, DirecTV, and more. Listen to the album on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Pandora, SiriusXM, and more. They say, I have listened to it already and is very funny. Take it from this autistic person. It is highly recommended. Look at, that's like the highest compliment.
Wow, look at that. My new demo.
There you go. So
I mean, I can say it's his best work and I'm his biggest fan. I am fully qualified to make this statement. And it just, it's fantastic. And it's my absolute favorite.
There we go.
Let me know when I can come bring one of the dogs to your house and I can teach music or teach Carlin or something.
That would be amazing. Anytime we're here.
Really, like, just pick a day next week and I'll do it.
Okay. But Jay, tell them really quick. Tell them really quick, where can they reach you to be to do life coaching again?
CoachJJ37@gmail.com. CoachJJ37@gmail.com. You'll get a non-disclosure agreement for your privacy. It's not free. I'll explain it all to you. Like if you're stuck, get unstuck, because you're not really stuck. You feel it. I can't speak to how you feel, but you're pretty amazing. You're pretty great, everybody, I promise you.
You're both fabulous. I appreciate you so much for being here. Thank you. And we'll say
you're fabulous. Love you back. I love you, JJ. I love you, Shannon.
Love you. Thank you so much, Robin. All right, you guys, that's it for us. Tomorrow we are back with a show that's pre-recorded from before. I don't remember who was on. I apologize. We'll be back on Monday with Bonnie Yates will be with us to. You guys have sent in a couple of questions. I could use a few more questions about distance learning and about education. She's our special education attorney. So, but I will be back then. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now.